Cake residents and businesses buy their electricity from the Inside Passage Electric Cooperative, a small member-owned cooperative that also has customers in Hoonah, Angoon, Clukwan, and the Chilkat Valley. IPEC celebrated the opening of a new hydroelectric power plant in Hoonah this year, and CEO Jody Mitchell says the cooperative is delighted with the performance of that new plant.
That project is saving over 10,000 gallons of diesel per month, which is just so exciting. I know whenever it starts raining, you know, in our beautiful, pristine, lovely southeast Alaska, I think about how that turbine is spinning and it's saving us so much money, or saving the ratepayers so much money.
Now, IPEC is pursuing a similar project for its 300 or so customers in Cake, another small southeast town that has depended on diesel generators for power. IPEC used a grant from the state's Renewable Energy Fund to commission a reconnaissance study this year that looks at three different options for Gunnick Creek. That's right in the center of the village of over 600 people. Mitchell says the project would provide about half of Cake's current energy needs.
It would save an estimated 6.2 million gallons of diesel over its 50-year design life. So it will make a significant dent in the required diesel generation for Cake.
Depending on how that project is funded and other factors, it could lower Cake's high electrical bills, about five times the cost of energy in larger southeast communities. Gunnick Creek already has a dam that was completed in 2007, and it was designed to supply a hydro plant. It's also a site that has housed a hydro project in the past, used to power the cannery. Mitchell says the Cake project would be similar in size to the one that IPEC completed in Hoonah.
But it will actually be less expensive to build because there's already an existing dam there. And it's also right in town. We won't have to build a transmission line to it as we had to for the one in Hoonah.
IPEC's reconnaissance study looked at three construction alternatives. The cheapest option and the one that's recommended comes in at $5.5 million. The other two alternatives could provide more of Cake's power needs, but have price tags of over $18 million and $39 million. Cake's leaders and residents for decades have been seeking a cheaper source of energy, whether it's through a new project like this or connection to the power grid that runs from Petersburg to Ketchikan. That's another longer-term possibility for Cake, a transmission line to Petersburg over 40 miles away. That project is estimated to cost around $57 to $65 million, and it's under environmental review. The Southeast Alaska Power Agency would pursue that connection if it makes economic sense. In an email, SEPA CEO Trey Acteson writes that the two projects are very different. He writes, quote, "The benefits of the proposed Cake-Petersburg intertie are more comprehensive, providing a catalyst for long-term economic growth and prosperity through access to stable, low-cost, renewable energy," unquote. Acteson notes that electrical use in Cake is low and business development limited because of the high rates, but that could change with a connection to SEPA's power. IPEC's Mitchell says the cooperative still supports constructing the transmission line from Petersburg.
But that project will probably just be placed on the back burner until the fiscal situation in the state improves.
In the meantime, IPEC is applying for grant money to build the Gunnick Creek project. Officials with the city, the school district, Cake Tribal Corporation, and Southeast Conference have written letters in support of the project and an Alaska Energy Authority grant application. Those letters call this project low-hanging fruit, which will mean relatively quick reduction of electricity rates for the community. Leaders there say lower energy costs are needed for Cake to grow or survive, especially for businesses that do not benefit from the state's power cost equalization program that offsets high rates. The IPEC board this year decided to spend $250,000 to do design work on the recommended alternative. That's the next step for this project, besides permitting and securing funding. Mitchell hopes to have the project construction ready as soon as next July. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.